It's Anzac Day. It's also the last Saturday of the month, which means it's time once again for The Last Thing, a segment where we find out the last great TV show or the last great song or perhaps the last great dinner party a guest has enjoyed. You know how it works. Today I'm joined by Tim Ayliff. Tim is an award-winning writer of thriller novels. His latest book is Dark Desert Road, and in a past life he had a 25-year career as a journalist, including many years at the ABC. Tim, welcome back to the ABC mothership.
Great to be here, Nick. Thanks for having me.
Tim, we were talking there about Anzac Day and its meaning. I wonder what it means for you.
Well, I think anything that gets us to look back at our history and celebrate our past is good. I mean, it helps us to understand, you know, our country and who we are today. And I think, you know, the Anzac legend, there's so much of that wrapped up in you know, who we are. We're the underdog. We're brave. We look after our mates and all of that. And I love that. But then I hear you mention booing at the dawn service this morning, and I think, well, let's make sure this day is a broad day for everyone in this country. If we're coming together to celebrate, you know, the what makes us great and the Anzac legend, then let's ensure that that's something for everyone.
Yeah, somebody on the text line saying they booed "Welcome to Country." There is no unity in Anzac Day. Let's talk about your writing. You're a journalist turned thriller writer. You write about espionage, extremism, politics, great power games. I mean, is real life giving fiction a run for its money at the moment?
It is. I mean, sometimes I just feel like I can't make it up because the real life is such an embarrassment of riches. But look, it's my day job was absolutely like research for me for these books, and it really set me up for it. But it's really exploring the truth now through fiction for me that's really exciting. And as you rightly say, we've got some big characters around the world right now that's making it a little bit hard for me, actually. How am I going to top Donald Trump?
I don't think you can.
No, I don't think you can.
I don't think you can you? Let's get to your last things. Unsurprisingly, there was a very strong literary theme. To kick off, you want to talk about the last great fiction book you read?
Yeah, David McCloskey, a US spy writer. He is ex-CIA. He wrote a book called The Seventh Floor that looks at, I guess, corruption inside the CIA, where there's, you know, a double agent. And he is, for me, probably him and maybe Jack Beaumont as well, the French spy writer. I know you've had him on the show before. He's a fantastic writer too. The level of authenticity they bring to the writing is just sensational. But McCloskey, he's so good at writing character. He's got this key main character, Artemis Proctor, who is this incredibly tough, you know, woman who just finds herself crossing lines all the time, but for her idea of the greater good. And with this book as well, it just looks for me about the stakes and how one person in a way can change history. And in this book, it's with a bag of cash. And we've seen how people can be corrupted over time, and often that it does involve money. So this book is really, really clever the way it's really set inside Langley, the whole book.
That's the CIA headquarters, isn't it? Yeah. And Artemis Proctor, what a great name.
That's a great name.
Is that part of the fun, coming up with the names of characters in your book?
I think it is. And when you really nail a name, the character brings a character alive. And with her, the way people, in a way, poke fun at her name in it, you know, to their own detriment often. But names are fun.
Staying with a literary theme, you want to tell us about the last great non-fiction book that you read?
Yeah, the last great biography was Adam Courtney, Bryce Courtney's son, had wrote a book about his father. And look, I knew Bryce not very well, but interviewed him a few times and obviously familiar with his work as one of Australia's greatest ever storytellers. But the thing about Bryce was that he also created this fictional version of himself that was the version that he went out with, you know, public with, and which was often quite painful for his family. He made up a lot of stuff. He was a great storyteller, not just on the written word, but about his life. So Adam has written this book that I think is the definitive biography, really, of Bryce, and it includes obviously a lot of Adam and the rest of the family, and because it's the truth, and it's written with love, but there's some truth. I mean, Bryce had a lot of affairs. You know, Bryce was a complicated guy, but he was just an incredible storyteller. And so Adam, you know, is written this book that I said, as I said, written with love, but the truth is in there. And for those fans of Bryce Courtney out there, and I meet them at writers' festivals all the time, they talk about, oh, I miss Bryce Courtney. And I say, well, you got to read this book, because the version of him that you think you know, you need to read Adam's book, because it'll give you the full story, and it'll make you appreciate him even more. Because look, when I interviewed Bryce once for an article I was writing, I ended up writing his obituary actually for the ABC when he passed away, and he told me this story where he was at school in South Africa. He said I was a tiny little kid, and I used to get beaten up all the time. And then one day these guys came to beat me up, and I said, Hang on, I'll tell you a story. So these kids, according to him, stopped trying to beat him up, sat down and listened to him while he told them this incredible story that captivated their minds at the age of like 8 or something. I thought, okay, Bryce, come on.
An unreliable memoirist, somebody who narrated his own life and sort of blurred the line between facts and fiction. The subject of fathers is especially important to you, because you want to talk about the last great book launch went to, which was one of the great privileges of your life, I think. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. Manly Writers Festival only a few weeks ago. My father has written this book called Betrayal, and it's a memoir. He's 82, and I was privileged enough to interview him at the festival and launch the book. And this book is a really important book. Dad carried around this sort of, in a way, secret for so many years. He was asked by a senior Catholic Church figure to help sort of spin their way out of trouble with when they discovered some of the Maris brothers had been abusing kids. Dad was at the time, if this is true, you need to go to the police, and then sort of just walked away from, I want nothing to do with this. But after the Royal Commission, and he talks very fondly of Julia Gillard here because of her in calling the Royal Commission, that he felt that he was now unburdened to actually tell this story and write about it. And this book actually is about the families of the victims who have been, you know, suffered child sexual abuse. So, and he talks to all of them, and we hear their voices in a totally different way. And the thing with this is that the perpetrators of child sexual abuse, a lot of them get away with it. Those that do go to prison, it's often for a short time, but it's a life sentence for the victims and the victims' families.
That sounds like a die happy moment to do that for your dad.
It was incredible.
Tim Ayliffe, it's been great to talk to you. Your latest book is Dark Desert Road. Thanks so much for sharing your last things on Saturday Extra.
It's been great, Nick. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening this morning. Thank you so much to the Saturday Extra team. That's executive producer Belinda Summer, Nicole Kirby, Nick Baker, and the studio engineer Anne-Marie de Bettencourt. Thanks so much for your text this morning. A lot of love for James Valentine. A lot of love for David Maloof. A lot of love for Deborah Melman, who we interviewed earlier. Rear Vision is up next. It is Saturday morning in Australia. It is Anzac Day. I'm Nick Bryant. Have a great weekend.